He smelled the danger ere I knew 'twas here. A powerful ally might he and his people be. If ere we could communicate and share each other's thoughts and hopes and aspirations openly.
Another shot is fired. Wicket hides. Enter Imperial Scouts 7 and 8. To Leia.
Stand down, m'lady, else you breathe your last.
To Scout 8.
Go. Get thy bike and take her back to base. For none but our own troops have clearance to be on the Sanctuary Moon. She must give answer for her furtive presence here.
Indeed, sir.
Imperial Scout 8 begins to exit. Wicket comes out of hiding and strikes Imperial Scout 7.
Oh, what manner of a beast! Oh!
Princess Leia hits Imperial Scout 7, who falls unconscious. Imperial Scout 8 begins to run.
Now, Blaster, hit thy mark, else we're found out!
Princess Leia shoots and kills Imperial Scout 8.
Good cheer! The scout is slain, and we are safe. I give thee thanks, thou bantam warrior, for thy protection and thy bravery. Come, let us go at once ere others come.
Yup-yup, she's a moolab. She's a friend. Yup-yup.
Aside.
Although it seems I came from over there, he wisheth me to follow him that way. Belike in following, I'll earn his trust. Then shall I make our budding friendship real, and see what this chance meeting may reveal.
Exeunt. Scene 2. Inside the second Death Star. Enter Darth Vader, Emperor Palpatine, and Royal Guards.
Now wherefore hast thou come to see me here? Thine orders were to stay aboard thy ship.
I would not disobey thine orders were it not of grave importance to our cause. A rebel force hath made it past the shield and landed on the forest moon of Endor.
I know all this already.
And my son is with them on their mission.
Art thou sure?
Forsooth, for I have felt him.
Strange that I have not. Lord Vader, are thy feelings on this matter clear, or needst thou clarity?
Aside.
Well asked, for my confusion he doth sense.
To Emperor.
My thoughts are clear, my master.
This then shalt thou do. Fly to the Sanctuary Moon, and wait upon him there, for he shall come.
Indeed. 'Tis he who shall come unto me.
I have foreseen it. His compassion for his long-lost father shall mean his defeat. 'Tis he shall come to thee, and thou shalt bring him hither unto me. Thus it shall be.
Whatever thou dost wish, I grant to thee.
Exeunt. Scene 3. The Forest Moon of Endor. Enter Han Solo, Chewbacca, C-3PO, and R2-D2.
A searching in the forest, we have found no trace of my beloved. Yet I see these wrecked and tangled bikes afore mine eyes, and must assume the worst. Some horrid fate, some accident of fortune hath befallen, and ta'en my love too quickly from my grasp. Oh, let it ne'er be so, and let me not with grief and anguish live out all my days. Although we find not Leia, let us still some hope discover deep within these woods.
Enter Luke Skywalker, holding Princess Leia's helmet.
This helmet have I found near yonder log. The tree that once so tall and stately stood hath been by some unnatural force knocked down. But all that doth remain there is the top that once rose high above the forest's roof. O tree that lost its trunk and turned to log! O helmet without wearer, turned to shell!
Good master, Luke, his heart doth break within!
Two more wrecked speeders yonder did I see, and this poor empty helmet tells a tale.
I fear that our two senses can find no suggestion of dear Princess Leia near.
I hope, O greatest hope, O fondest hope, With all my being hope, she may be well. What is it, thou Wookiee?
Chewbacca finds a piece of meat hanging from a rope.
I do not understand, Chewbacca. It is just a piece of meat, and nothing more.
Nay, pray, patience!
All are caught in a net and raised into the air.
Wonderful! The ones who wish to find become the ones found out. Who wish to net a princess, netted are. Who prayed to find her, find themselves now prey. And why? Because the one who thinketh least had thought with appetite and not with mind.
Since fault of thought hath got us to this place, let us be calm and reason our way out. Canst thou reach my lightsaber, Han?
Indeed.
Han Solo tries, but cannot reach the lightsaber. Aside.
Once more it lies in me to save these men. Mayhap a fall upon their rears shall serve them well. Now quickly to thy work, my blade.
R2-D2 begins to cut the net.
R2, dost think that wise? 'Tis far to fall.
Down, down we fall!
Awark!
Oh, R2!
Safe from the net, yet hard upon the ground. Although my mind is grateful for the help, my back doth cry for vengeance on the droid whose foolish act hath knocked us flat.
Enter Ewoks, including Tebow, surrounding the others.
But look, how many furry beings are there here? Oh, brave new world that has such creatures in't.
Tebow points his spear at Han Solo.
Ooh, jabba jabba, usa stabate, uno muva, gabbe gabbe.
Avaunt, thou scruffy flea-infested imp! Point not thy spear toward my angry self, else thou shalt know the scourge of blaster fire.
I prithee patience, Han. All shall be well.
Ihura hura! Hinotskura! Hisa tempur! Gura! Gura!
Chewbacca, give thy crossbow unto them. Let them believe they have the upper hand, and we shall see of what the beasts are made.
Rising from the fall.
Alas, my head! What pains I must endure! But oh, what creatures do surround us here?
Oh, Hadu, Hadu! He's a gadu, he's a mighty gadu, gadu!
Trito, Trito, Misa Grito, howdy dooty, C2, C2.
C-3PO, dost comprehend their tongue?
Indeed, my bastard Luke, recall that I am fluent in more than 6 million forms.
Less prating, more explaining, droid. What didst thou say to them when thou didst speak e'en now?
Hello, methinks. 'Tis possible I am mistaken. They employ a primitive and ancient dialect, but it appears they think of me as like unto a god.
Aside.
Oh, heaven help us all. C-3PO already thinks himself divine, and needs no congregation further.
To C-3PO.
Beeps!
O Lord most high and reverent, thou golden stainless deity, call on thy powers and godlike charms, and straight divine us all away beyond this situation, aye?
Nay, General Solo, 'tis not proper.
Proper? You shall for sure discover what is right and proper when I blast apart thy frame.
No, 'tis forbidden, General Solo, for e'en droids aren't masters of divinity.
Thou fickle spirit! Deity or not, I shall a spiritual experience enjoy as I do tear thee limb from limb.
The Ewoks surround and threaten Han Solo.
Nagu, Nagu, Isal Nadu, Isal Beast Eel, Yadu, Yadu.
Pray pardon, jolly beasts. Nay, fear me not. 'Twas but a jest, for he is my old friend.
The Ewoks bind Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Chewbacca, and R2-D2, and take them to their village, with C-3PO enthroned.
Now are we ta'en unto their simple homes, plain huts of wood with branches for their roofs. A simple tribe are these, yet wise as well. With neither guns nor lightsabers, they snared a pilot skilled, a Wookiee brave and strong, a Jedi Knight, and two most earnest droids. 'Twas quite a catch for such a humble net, and now, like spits upon a fire, we're hung. But what transpireth next, we'll see anon.
My feelings are o'ercome with thoughts most dire. They ready for a feast, but where's the food? Do they not know I shall a poor meal make? No supper may be cooked from Han's firm flesh, for smuggler meat is all too hard and tough.
Eat, grande, grande. There's a mande, there's a cuca. Grande, grande.
Ad toyum, toyum. Lessem goyum. No sir dutis. Noyum, noyum.
Prithee, tell me, droid. What did he say?
Oh, it is rather an embarrassment, good General Solo. It appears that thou shalt be the main course at a banquet in my honor. I am quite ashamed, good sir, and promise I shall not enjoy the meal.
Ewoks begin playing drums. Enter Princess Leia.
Leia! Oh, my heart! My precious one! My Leia! Now may I go up in flames, since I have seen thee safe and well again, beloved.
Royal Highness!
What is this that doth transpire here? Luke and Han bound up?
Leia approaches but is stopped by Ewoks. Two Ewoks.
Nay, do not hinder me, my newfound friends. These goodly men are dear to me. They are the closest that I have to family. Pray, still your doubtful, cautious minds, and I shall show ye that these people mean no harm. C-3PO, thou somehow art enthroned, which doth suggest thou hast some sway o'er them. Serve thou as translator, and tell these imps to free our brave companions from their bonds.
To Tebow.
I hookta rookta, now ye lookta, lessum freeum, bookta bookta.
The Ewoks continue their preparations for the feast.
It seemeth that thy kingly words did fall upon their peasant ears a little less than royally.
Good 3PO, relay to them that if they shall not heed thy words, thou wilt astound them with thine anger fierce, and ply thy magic on them.
Magic, sir? I know not what you mean. I have no magic.
I prithee argue not, but tell them now.
To Ewoks.
No gosh, no gosh. I am a bosh. I use a pranker. E booma bosh.
The Ewoks stop momentarily and then resume their preparations.
Oh, seest thou, Master Luke? They paid no heed, as I suspected they would not. The brutes.
Aside.
Now, Force, come flow within, around, above. Raise up the droid upon his wooden throne, and let these creatures think he is their god, a-raging in his anger. Let them shrink and cower in their fear, and be so moved that they shall do his every command. C-3PO lifts up above the ground and is quite terrified to be so high. But frightened as they are, they do not see their god is yet more petrified than they. They scatter to and fro and up and down, for here's a sight they ne'er have seen before. A being flying sans the use of wings. Oh, work thy power, Force. Be thou my aid and constant strong companion in our need. Success! The creatures now are quite convinced and move with haste to free us of our bonds. C-3PO doth lower into place, and now we all are free. Oh, thank the Force that moved in me so I could move the droid and move these creatures to release us all.
The Ewoks unbind Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, and Chewbacca. An Ewok frees R2-D2, and R2-D2 shocks the Ewok. The Ewok runs away. Aside.
Now come ye back, ye scurvy furry things. I'll shock ye all for your abuse of us.
O mistress mine, to see thee brings me joy. Draw nigh, and plant upon my lips a kiss.
Luke hath secured your safety with his ploy. No sweeter meeting can I wish than this.